In our next hour, we have live music from Calliope's Songwriters Circle. And by the way, if you didn't get a chance to make a donation, you always can do so at donate.slbradio.org. It would be our pleasure, of course, to have your support. We very much appreciate it. Now, I'm going to turn on the microphones for these two guys that I'm facing. And I'll, I think I'll talk to you first. What's your name?
My name's Seth Corbin.
And Seth, where are you from?
I'm originally from Reading, Pennsylvania, but I've been in Pittsburgh for about 10 years.
Well, it's nice to meet you. What community do you live in?
The North Hills, Gibsonia.
Great. And Seth is a big brother, and he brought his brother along today. What's your name?
I am Nick Bianchi, and I am from Natrona Heights.
Hi, Nick. Well, it's nice to have both of you here. How old are you, Nick?
I am 11 years old.
What kind of stuff do you like to do?
I like to do sports.
And what sports do you play?
Soccer, basketball, and hockey.
That's a lot. You're busy pretty much throughout the year. Is there one you like best?
My favorite is soccer.
And is that something you've played since you were really young?
Yeah.
I'm curious about hockey. Are you a good skater?
I don't skate.
No? Oh, do you play field hockey? Or do you like to watch? Do you participate in hockey?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was at PPG Place not too long ago watching people skate. I did not skate. I was just watching people. And I used to skate a lot when I was a kid. And I've been thinking maybe it's time to try again. Have you ever ice skated?
I tried.
Yeah, it's hard. It was tough on my ankles. Well, how long have you and Seth been together?
4 years.
That's a long time. Who else is in your family?
It's just me and my mom.
And do you remember meeting Seth for the first time?
Yeah, he came to my house. It was nice to meet him.
I'll bet. Seth, tell me a little bit about your first meeting with Nick.
Well, like Nick correctly pointed out, we met out at his house, and I came along and met our original match support specialist, and met her, and we met Nick and his mom at his house, and had a nice introduction, and kind of got to break the ice and get a feel for each other and make our first plans to get together shortly thereafter.
What was the first thing you did together?
I think it was we watched football. We always watched the Steeler game.
Oh, that's cool. It's nice to have somebody to watch the game with. And it's also kind of nice that you had to think about what that first thing was, because I'll bet you've done so much together in 4 years that it all kind of blurs
yeah.
together, at least I think it would. What are some other fun things that you've had a chance to do?
We did bowling and fishing, and one time we even went to Hershey Park.
Wow, I've never been to Hershey Park. What's it like there?
It's exciting. There's a lot of roller coasters and rides.
Cool. Seth, what got you interested in being a big brother?
It actually dates back. I was in law school, and a woman I worked with was already involved as a big sister in the program, and she got a couple of us involved with their Bowling for Kids' Sake event, which is their big annual fundraiser in the springtime. And the more I did for that, and the more I saw her and what she was doing as a big sister, I kept thinking, you know, this is a great program, and there's really no reason I have the time and the ability to do something like that. And I figured, what the heck, I'll go for it. So,
has anything surprised you over the past 4 years, or just struck you that other people might not ever think of?
I guess maybe the biggest surprise is how easy it is to be a big brother or a big sister, I guess, for that matter. And how, you know, signing up for it, you anticipate having to make a fairly significant time commitment, which I was fine with. But the more I've obviously gotten to know Nick, you know, he's as much a friend of mine as he is my little brother, and, you know, very much look forward to just hanging out with him, and it's become a pretty regular part of my routine, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah, when you talk about just hanging out, I think a lot of times people who might be considering becoming a big brother or a big sister think that it will result in some, you know, big orchestrated list of activities where, you know, you have to wear special clothes or you have to coordinate things. And I would imagine sometimes it's just a phone call, spending a long time on the phone, or Nick, just like you said, watching football. Those are some of the best times when you just sort of hang out. What other kinds of things, simple things, do you like to do?
Well, it's fun just to hang out with Seth. Sometimes we just go out to eat or hang out at his house.
Cool. Have you ever gone to work with Seth, or do you have an idea of what he does for a living?
Yes, sometimes Seth picks me up at his work, and his work is pretty big.
Yeah, what does he do?
He's a lawyer.
And Seth, what kind of law do you practice?
I focus on employee benefits.
Okay, that's a huge area. Mm-hmm. With a lot of changes. Nick, have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I always wanted to be a professional soccer player.
Oh, that's a great goal, no pun intended, to have. You must love soccer.
Yeah.
What position do you normally play?
Midfield and sweeper.
Cool. I soccer was not as big when I was a kid, and probably not as big when Seth was growing up either, but it's just really dominated youth sports these days, and is a lot of fun. Have you gotten Seth to kick a ball around with you at all?
Well, actually, Seth is my coach.
Really?
Yes, Seth, this is true.
Now, would that have happened without Nick? Or
no, it actually it just happened recently, within the last year, and it's a common interest of ours, and there was just an opportunity to coach Nick's school team, and with his permission, of course, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a neat way to be able to spend some additional time with Nick, and at the same time, you know, we both have a pretty strong interest in soccer, so it's been pretty rewarding on both ends. So.
That's fantastic. What subjects do you like in school, Nick?
I like math.
I like math a lot, too. I always liked math. Now, you're 11. Let me see. Are you getting into, like, pre-algebra stuff yet?
Yes.
I thought so, maybe. Is that about what you're up to?
We're getting there.
Yeah. What other things are you doing in math now?
Well, we have to do this website first in math every day, so.
Huh. Well, that's, and that has problems on it for you
yeah.
to solve? Or that's pretty cool. It's great. Is there anything else you can, you know, maybe there's some kids that are wondering, whether they should get involved. Maybe they're thinking with one of their family members about getting involved with big brothers or big sisters, but maybe they're not sure. Do you have any advice for anybody maybe younger than you who might be thinking about that?
Well, it's really fun, and it's not hard. It's pretty easy.
I would think initially it might be pretty scary because you're going to meet somebody you've never met before. Is it?
Yeah. It's very scary to start with.
And how do you get over that?
Well, after the first couple of weeks I met Seth, it pretty easy.
And I imagine it's probably scary from your perspective, too. It's always a little, you feel a little apprehensive when you're meeting new people. Did you feel that way too, Seth?
Absolutely. I think it's probably only natural. To be a little bit nervous, want to make a good impression. And my wife and I don't have kids, so when Nick and I met and he was 8, it was certainly a challenge for me to, and a little bit of the unknown, not knowing exactly what to expect from him or what he would expect from me. So.
And it all worked. I was wondering if you were married. I thought I saw a ring there. And did the three of you do some things together sometimes?
Yeah.
Every now and then, or is it mostly guy stuff?
It's mostly guy stuff.
Yeah, that's it's nice to have that kind of relationship. Is there anything else you want to mention, Seth? I'll turn to you first about the program or your involvement.
I would recommend to anyone who's even had a little bit of interest to explore it further. And the staff over at Big Brothers Big Sisters is wonderful and very supportive, and they make it easy to get involved and certainly do a fantastic job of pairing up bigs and littles based on interests and background. And you know, for Nick and I, it's been just a completely rewarding experience, and one I'm very grateful that I decided to do when I did. So,
and how about you, Nick? Anything else you'd like to mention, generally speaking or overall?
Well, it's very fun to be with Seth every week. I always look forward to it, and we always have fun together.
I'm glad. Well, there's always a need for more bigs, and if you're interested, 412-363-6801, 412-363-6801, or you can go to bbbspittsburgh.org. Do you have plans for the rest of the day? Do you know what you might do?
I have to go to basketball later on today.
Wow, you're busy. Well, thank you both, Nick and Seth, for being here. It's just amazing to see a group that, or a pair, I should say, you've been together for such a long time. And it's just terrific to meet you. And thank you very much for visiting us. We have a pass. You're getting a little old for the Children's Museum, but there's some cool stuff here. Even there's some areas that you can learn more about that are pretty cool that we're going to send out to you in the mail that you can use at any time. And we really appreciate you coming down today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.